Bird flu has now been confirmed in more than 40 countries around the world, and health officials are scrambling to prevent the virus from spreading. Nearly 200 people have been diagnosed with bird flu, and more than half have died from it so far. They caught the virus from exposure to chickens and ducks and birds. The bird flu virus can't spread among humans yet. Dr. Robert Webster collects and studies samples of the virus in his Memphis lab. He says chances are good that the virus will mutate and jump from birds to humans.
About even odds at this time for the virus to learn how to transmit human to human.
If that happened, a deadly pandemic could quickly spread around the world.
Can't accept the idea that 50% of the population could die. I think we'd have to face that possibility. I'm sorry that if I'm making people a little frightened, but I feel that it's my role.
Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger of the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology says there is a frightening historic precedent from 1918.
Risk of the current bird flu that this virus might actually be going down the same path as the 1918 virus.
Dr. Taubenberger led a team of researchers who decoded that virus. They determined it mutated from a bird flu, but they're not sure where or when that happened. He says today's bird flu virus, called H5N1, shows some similarities to the 1918 virus.
The H5 viruses, especially some of the more recent ones, share some of those mutations, suggesting that they might be acquiring some changes that would make them more easily adapted to humans. So that's a very worrisome situation, of course.
No one knows how many mutations it would take for the virus to jump to humans, when it would happen, or, the biggest question of all, if it will happen.
It may not do it. It may just be too many changes. This virus may not be able to be a human virus.
Nonetheless, Dr. Anne Moscona spends her days searching for new types of antivirals that would prevent and slow the spread of a human-transmitted bird flu.
I don't think that once we have human-to-human transmission, it's going to be possible to contain it.
So the scientists work around the clock, hoping the virus doesn't mutate, but preparing for the worst. Catherine Curtis, VOA News.